Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Wednesday, September 14th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can find me, as always, on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D 34. Always open to comments, thoughts, feedback, questions you have. Hit me up in DM and we can chat. This is a Sports Ethos presentation. If you haven't checked this out already, go to sportsethos.com. That's ETHOS.com. You can find our packages there. We have lots of daily podcasts, baseball, football, basketball, wagering, fantasy advice, lots of articles, lots of free stuff. And also for our members, you can get the Wager Pass, which is what I'm part of, for all the handicapping tips for $15 a month. And in that, you can also get access to our Discord, which I think is a great tool. Every night, somebody's in there, some of our handicaps, some of our members, and feedback, comments, thoughts, angles on games, fantasy advice as well. So it's a great tool to use whether you're wagering or playing fantasy sports or just a sports fan in general. And at $15 a month, I think you're getting a steal of a deal. For a few dollars more, you can get a lot of our fantasy advice as well. If you are into fantasy sports, even handicapping, check out our baseball MLB Today podcast hosted by Joe Orrico on Twitter. He's at Joe ORRICO99. Does a fantastic job doing a daily fantasy baseball podcast, but get lots of angles. And if you're fantasy football, we're really ramping up the fantasy football side and our football side in general. Check out JP Sticko's Fantasy Football Today podcast. You get wagering angles as well. He also does a Sunday morning, YouTube start sit kind of update before the games. On Twitter, he's at JPSTICCO. So check out both those guys on their Twitter handles, on their podcasts. And we're really ramping up this fall. Ton of college football coverage, ton of NFL. Basketball obviously will be huge for us. Going to hit the NHL in a couple months or a month or so when it starts. And baseball for the rest of the stretch run and into the playoffs, which I think are going to be fantastic. Finish excited. Few divisions still up in the air. Wild cards certainly still up in the air. And lots of great stuff going on. So check us out at sportsethos.com. Going to get into the games today. Skip the early games, got out this little late, so we're just going to do the evening games. First game is at 6:40 in the East, and we have the Phillies in Miami. You can get the Phillies at -130 in the money line, the home Marlins +110. Total here is 7.5, juice to the under at -115. You can get the Phillies at +130 on the run line. Phillies start Kyle Gibson, who's 9-6 in the year, 145 and two-thirds innings, 4.57 ERA, 1.28 whip. 43 walks and 118 strikeouts. Kind of doing his usual Kyle Gibson thing. Looks good for a few starts. Looks bad for a few starts. And he's been pretty shaky lately. On the other side, the Fish go with righty Edward Cabrera. 54 and two-thirds innings. 2.63 ERA. 1.08 whip. 27 walks. 59 strikeouts. Having a good year for this young pitcher. I think it's going to be a long-standing member in their rotation for the next number of years. If anything, I would look to the Fish here. +110 isn't a huge number. Gibson's just been too inconsistent. The problem is the Marlins just don't hit, hence the 7. If you have a bad, a struggling pitcher in Gibson and a good pitcher in Cabrera, and you still see a 7.5 run line. So the challenge always with taking Miami is, are they going to get any runs? And Gibson could shut them down, but Gibson could also get lit up and give up 4 or 5. So games to stay away from me. If anything, I might lean to Cabrera and the Fish, maybe a first 5, take them on a decent money line price. But generally, games to stay away from me. Next game is in Washington, where the Orioles, again, travel just a short distance to play the Nats. You can get the Rotos as the favorites at -145. You get the home Nationals +125. Total here, 8. Juice to the under again at -115, and you can get the O's at +110 on the run line. Baltimore starts Kyle Wells. They're ready, 96 and two-thirds innings, 3.91 ERA, 1.13 whip, 69 strikeouts on the year. And lefty Patrick Corbin goes. His 6-18 record, 141 and one-third innings, 6.3 ERA, 1.71 whip, 120 strikeouts. So as usual, I'm on the fade Patrick Corbin train. The challenge here in the first five, the O's were over 2.5. And I think they can get there. I'm just not 100% sure. Corbin's pitched a little better lately. I don't think he's rebounded. Everybody says he's kind of found something, and I'm not really sure that he has. So in his last, he had a couple good outings where he shut down the Mets, one earned run over seven. He shut down Cincinnati, which doesn't say much, one earned run over six. San Diego, two earned runs and 5 1/3. But his last outing against Philly, 6 2/3, gave up 12 hits, 5 earned runs. So what I'm on in this game actually is the first five game total over 4.5. So I think the O's can get to Corbin, and I think the Nats bats that have been a little better lately can get to Wells. In his last few outings, he's went 2 innings, got pulled early against the Jays, gave up 1 earned run. Prior to that against Tampa, 4 1/3, 4 earned runs. Against the Yankees, 5 innings, 5 earned runs. Against Tampa again, 5 2/3, 3 earned runs. Against the Angels, 4 innings and 3 earned runs. So he's been giving up a few runs. And the Nats bats seem to be not playing out the string. So hats off to them for actually having a decent September, decent in relative terms. They're still a struggling team. So I think you combine those two offenses with Patrick Corbin, and Wells has been giving up some runs. The total here is 8.5 in the game. But I am on the first five over 4.5. I got that at -105. So anywhere, I would go -110, -115. Orioles and Nats first five over 4.5. Next game, an AL East battle. And Tampa is in Toronto again to face the Jays. You get the road Rays at +100 in the money line, the home Jays at -120. Total here is 7.5. Juice to the under at -120. You can get the Jays at +180 on the run line. Tampa sends Drew Rasmussen, who's been having a great second half. 122 and 2/3 innings, 2.57 ERA, 1.04 whip, 113 strikeouts. He's going a little longer in the game. Still doesn't go that deep, but now he's getting into the 5 2/3, 6 1/3 kind of range. Jason Ross Stripling, who's pitched much better at home and having a good year as well. 113 innings, 3.03 ERA, 1.01 whip, and 98 strikeouts. On this one, I'm actually on the first five under, total of 4. I got it at -105. So first five, I saw a few at my 3.5 plus money. I didn't want to touch that. I will take the under 4. So if they hit a 4, at least it's a push at -105. I think this is a good. This is a sneaky pitching duel. The Rays bats have not. Rays been playing well in the last 6 weeks, but the Rays bats have not been super hot. And Stripling pitches better at home, and Rasmussen has been doing really well lately. So I like this as a low scoring game. Total 7.5. Juice the under -120. Looked at that. If it was more uneven or if that got up to 8, I'd definitely be under it. But -120 on the full game, I'm going to stay away. So I'm going to take the first five under four. Next game, we are in New York where the Cubbies are still in town. Cubs come in at +175 after their huge victory yesterday when they were, I think, a +300 underdog. +175 in the money line. The Mets are -210. The total here is 7.5. Juice to the over at -115. And you get the Mets at +105 on the run line.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Cubs and veteran lefty Drew Smiley with 98 and a third innings, 3.57 ERA, 1.2 whip, 84 strikeouts. And the Mets counter with lefty David Peterson, 98 and two-thirds, 3.47 ERA. 1.33 whip and 117 strikeouts. I'm not on this game. It's just I like the Mets. Smiley's been pitching well, so I could see him shutting him down. I looked at a strikeout prop, but I think it was at about 5, 5.5. The Mets do strike out, but the question with Smiley is just how long he goes. If he gets through 5 innings, I'd maybe be surprised. I could see him getting to 5, but not much more, so staying away from that. -2, I like the Mets, but not at -210. The run line at -105, maybe, because that's some plus money. But really, the game's pretty much a stay away from me. The next game is the greatest, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rivalries in baseball and certainly sports. The Yankees in Boston to face the Red Sox. You get the Yanks on the money line at minus 130, the home Sox at plus 110. Total here is 9, typical Yankees-Red Sox game. Expect to be lots of runs. Juice to the under at minus 120. And you can get the Yanks at plus 125 in the red line. Nestor Cortez comes in, 135 innings, 2.73 ERA, 0.95 whip, 135 strikeouts. Having a great year, but it's really slowed down in September and late August. Brandon Bello, the young righty for the Sox, goes just 37 and a third innings, 5.79 ERA, 1.74 whip, and 36 strikeouts. Now, in this game, what I'm on, I like the Yankees. I like Cortez. I know he's been struggling a little bit, like I said, lately. But he hasn't been getting crushed. You know, his last 7 starts, he's given up 3 earned runs twice, 2 earned runs 3 times, 1 earned run once, and 0 earned runs. He's faced the Red Sox just once, 3 2/3 innings, gave up 4 earned runs. Bello hasn't faced the Yankees at all. He's been, I'd say, pretty average. His last outing against Baltimore, 5 1/3, gave up 3 earned runs. But prior to that, against Texas, 6 innings, no earned runs. Prior to that, he gave up 4 innings, 3 earned runs in Minnesota, 5 innings, 2 earned runs to Toronto, 4 innings, 5 earned runs to Toronto, 4 innings, 5 earned runs to Tampa, 4 innings, 4 earned runs to Tampa. So his ability to give up runs, the Yankees' bats seemed to have woken up lately. So I do like the Yankees, maybe the run line at plus 125. But what I'm on is the first 5 Yankees over 2.5. I think they can get to Bello for 3 runs. I got it at plus 115, so happy to get a plus price there. So I'm going to be the Yankees. I went in their first 5 yesterday and lost, but I'm going to go back to the well, and I think they can get to Bello, who's been giving up, you know, his last, what I say, his 7 MLB starts this year. He's given up 3 earned runs or more in 5 of them, and 1 he gave up 2 earned runs, and it's just that 1 6 inning outing against Texas where he didn't give up any. So I think he can give up 3 earned runs or more to the Yanks in the first 5. Next game, KC in Minnesota. And we get the Royals plus 175 on the money line, the home Twins minus 210. Total here is 7.5. Juice to the over at minus 115. You can get the Twins at plus 105 on the run line. Interesting angle here. The KC sends Zach Greinke 114 and 2/3 innings, an even 4.00 ERA, and a 1.34 whip and 66 strikeouts. And we'll get to him in a second. So those numbers are not great, certainly not Zach Greinke-ish, but not terrible. But I'll get to some breakdown in a little more detail in a second. Sonny Gray for the Twins, 110 and 2/3 innings, 3.09 ERA, 1.14 whip, 108 strikeouts. So having a very good year. I like Minnesota here, but not at 210. Instead, what I'm looking at is maybe the run line. I'm looking at maybe the Twins run line, first 5 run line, so 0.5 runs. I got a basic win by run. I get that at minus 130, a bit better than the minus 210 in the full game. And considering the Twins run line, plus 105 in the game. And the reason is Zach Greinke's home and road splits are amazing to me. At home, his ERA, 1.93. On the road, his ERA, 6.33. At home, his whip, 1.12. On the road, 1.59. 54 innings he's pitched on the road to 60 2/3 at home. So close to an even split. So in 54 innings on the road, he's given up 74 hits, 43 runs, 38 of which have been earned. At home in 60.2 innings, he's given up 58 hits and 13 runs, all of which were earned. Much better pitcher at home. The Twins are still battling. The Royals are playing out the string with their young guys. So I like the Twins in this game. Lean to maybe a first 5 run line. So they need to win by 1 at minus 130 and lean to the Twins on the run line for the game at plus 105. Third last game of the night is in St. Louis, where Milwaukee is hoping to keep this a race, because unless they start winning and beating the Cards down the stretch, I think they're too far back, but they're going to have to really step it up and the Cards are going to kind of have to collapse. But the Brewers came in at minus 125 favorites. Home Cards at plus 105. Total here is 7, so obviously pitchers do expect it. Juice to the under at minus 115. And you can get the Brewers plus 140 in the run line. Brewers and Corbin Burns, who seems to have righted the ship, had a couple terrible outings against Pittsburgh and Arizona of all teams. 172 innings, 2.93 ERA, 0.98 whip, 214 strikeouts. So having another great season overall. Veteran Adam Wainwright, who I think just turned 41. 173 innings, 3.33 ERA, 1.22 whip. and 134 strikeouts. Now, I'm not on this game. I would lean towards Milwaukee. Let me just pull up the splits for these pitchers because Wainwright has struggled a little this year against the Cards. He's faced the Cards four times. He's given up. Last outing was great. Nine innings, just one earned run. Prior to that, 4 2/3, four earned runs. Prior to that, in May, five innings, three earned runs. And then back in start of the year, early April, 4 1/3 and four earned runs. On the flip side, Burns has been fantastic against the Cardinals here. Three games, he's pitched seven innings in each of them, so 21 innings. He's only given up eight hits and one earned run, three walks, and 27 strikeouts. So he's been really dominant. I just hate going against the Cards bats. So if anything, I would lean towards the Brewers, maybe a first five money line, or maybe the one minus 125. It's a little steep. If it were minus 110, minus 115, I could see me being on it. Probably stay away from me, but I lean the Brewers here. Second last game of the night is Oakland, and they're in Texas. Two teams playing out the string. The A's come in at plus 140 in the money line. The home Rangers at minus 160. Total here 8.5. Juice to the over at minus 115. And you can get the home Rangers at plus 130 on the run line. My angle on this game is I'm looking at Oakland's first five over 1.5. So just to go over the pitchers, let me back up a little. Oakland sends J.P. Sears, their young lefty, 21 in the third innings, 2.53 ERA, 1.36 whip, and just 11 strikeouts. Not striking out a lot of guys and giving up too many base runners. Dane Dunning for the Rangers, the righty, 143 and 2/3 innings, 4.39 ERA, 1.44 whip, and 144 strikeouts. He's been pretty average, I would say, all year. And Oakland's bats have woken up a little bit. Dunning, in his last few outings, he's given up. It's only 1.5, so you need to get two. Oakland needs to get two runs in the first five innings. And Dunning has given up two or more runs in six of his last, in his last six games, he's given up two or more runs, including five to Boston, four to Colorado, three to Seattle, and then three to Toronto, his most recent game. And then he gave up two to Houston and two to Oakland. In all of those games, he gave up. He only pitched six innings against Oakland. Other than that, he pitched five or less. And even in the Oakland game, he gave up those two runs in the first five innings. So in his last six outings, he's given up two runs or more in the first five innings. Now, yes, a little better offenses are going against. But against Oakland, he went six innings, four hits, two earned runs, three walks, four strikeouts. But like I said, he gave up those two in the first five. Oakland's bats seemed to have woken up a little bit. Had a big game yesterday. Had a big series in the weekend where they scored some runs. They're not necessarily winning a lot, but their bats are getting to the opposing team's pitcher. So I'm looking at Oakland over 1.5 in the first five. I'm also looking at the first five game total over 4.5. Texas is about league average. Their batting average, I think, is 11th or 12th versus lefties. Their OPS, or their on-base and slugging, is about league average against lefties. And Sears has really not enough track record yet to really analyze what he's been doing, but recently, he's been giving up a few runs. Two innings against the White Sox, gave up six earned runs. Six innings against the O's, gave up two. The Yankees, six innings, gave up three. As long as it was his last three starts, he's been giving up some runs. Texas has the ability to hit the ball out of the park and get a couple runs. So I could see the first five over 4.5 in this game. Looking at that, not on it yet, but definitely looking at that and leaning to the A's first five over 1.5. Last game of the night is in Arizona, and we have the Dodgers in town. They are starting their young pitcher, the young righty, Michael Grove, just 9 1/3 innings, 4.82 ERA, 1.82 whip, 7 strikeouts. Not enough data there to really analyze it all. Zach Davies on the hill for the D-backs, 116 and 2/3 innings, 4.09 ERA, 1.26 whip, and 89 strikeouts. Now, I like the Dodgers, obviously, to win this game. They come in at minus 130, the home D-backs at plus 110. So it's a pretty tight line for what you would think is a Dodgers Diamondbacks game. Total 9, juiced evenly at minus 110. And you get the Dodgers on the run line at plus 125. I'm actually looking at the Dodgers first five over 2.5. And I got that at plus 105. So Davies has been pitching well. He's pitched three times against Dodgers this year, though. And this is why I'm on the first five. He's gone 5 1/3, 4 4. So 5 1/3 gave up 3 earned runs. 4 innings gave up 5 earned runs. 4 innings gave up 3 earned runs. Now, granted, those were back in May. 2 of the starts were in May, and then 1 was in April. So he's righted the ship against the rest of the league, but the Dodgers have gotten him. The Dodgers get to everybody. So high total here at 9 on the game. And I see the Dodgers, even at minus 130 in the money line. I mean, the Dodgers can beat anybody regardless of who they have out there. And Grove is a good young pitcher, not a great prospect, I don't think. But he has the ability to go out and throw, excuse me, 4 or 5 innings and not let their pen take over. And their bats, I think, can beat anybody. So maybe 130 in the money line. But I think I'm going to go first 5 Dodgers over 2.5, thinking they can get to Davies for a couple runs. So it's a quick rundown of the games today. Hope there's some, I got a few first 5 totals, little run line action, maybe with Minnesota over KC, and hopefully there's some angles or, plays that you like, make some money on. Before we go, I also want to remind you of our partners at Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 time at checkout, you get 20% off your order and free shipping. And again, as I said earlier, if you haven't already, check out our football guy, JP Stico. That's at JPSTICCO. And our baseball podcast host, Joe Orrico, at Joe ORRICO99 on Twitter. Great guys. You can hit them up, ask them questions, and check out sportsethos.com. Get a package, get in our Discord. You can talk to JP. You can talk to Joe, you can talk to all of our handicappers as well. We got a lot of stuff going on there, and our Discord has really been hopping lately. So check us out there. Hopefully you got some plays that you like tonight. Hopefully we can make some money, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.